Will you pray with me? Father, over the last month, you've been moving us forward on this journey of coming to the point where we can live out what we just heard, where we go where we see you go, we say what we hear you saying, we do what we see you doing, we pray what we hear you praying, and as we walk into this morning, as we celebrate everything that we had to celebrate this morning, that's our heart. We want to be a family of people who are following you. And so our prayer is just that you would continue to move us forward, continue to push us towards this reality that you've said is possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if I can sum up yesterday in just one word, it would be wow. It was phenomenal. Last night I got home after the Easter egg hunt. For those of you who didn't know or who weren't able to be there yesterday, we had our very first annual Hoboken Grace Easter egg hunt yesterday morning. And I got home last night and I couldn't help myself. I brought the registration cards back with me and kind of tallied everything up. And at the end of the day, we had over 980 people who registered yesterday as part of that Easter egg hunt. I mean, just phenomenal. Just an incredible day of loving people. And the number of people who attended was phenomenal, but the thing that really blew me away wasn't the number of people who came, it was the number of people who served. I was floored. We had over 100 people volunteer yesterday to serve and love people that they didn't even know. That was phenomenal. And to be honest with you, I was nervous because it was freezing cold yesterday. As a matter of fact, if you hear my voice sounds a little weird, it's because I really, really wanted it to be warm yesterday. And so I wore shorts, believing that that would impact the weather. It didn't. And now my head is paying for it. But I was worried because when I got up and went outside, I was freezing. And I'm wondering, who's going to show up? I mean, who's coming out here on a Saturday morning? It was bad enough that you needed to come out at Saturday morning at 7:30, which for a lot of you, you don't even realize that that time exists. I was saying this in the first service, and I told them, you know, I said, most of you don't know that there's a time before 8. You guys are the second service people. Most of you don't know that there's a time before 10. You're like, what? I thought weekend started at 10. I didn't know there. And so I was worried, and I'm wondering who is going to show up, and what is this going to look like, and are we going to be able to get done what we need to get done to get this thing set up and rolling? But by 7:40, I mean, we had an army of people, and it was so fun, and things went so well, and people were just serving and loving and smiling. It was incredible to be a part of. It was awesome. One of the things that JD heard is that we did this at the Hoboken Housing Authority baseball diamond, and so a part of that was that they had to come unlock the gates for us and get everything ready for us, and the guy who runs that, I think, for one, he didn't expect it to be as big as it was. I don't think anybody expected it to be as big as it was, but he showed up, and I think he thought, well, I'm going to show up, but I'm going to end up having to help them out because, you know, with what they want to do, they're probably not going to be able to have enough people to do it. And I think he actually thought he was going to have to call in some of his guys to help us out throughout the day. And so JD heard him when he first got there, and he's on his cell phone talking to one of his guys, and he says, you're not going to believe it. There's over 100 people here. And he was just blown away. It was so exciting for us. And I got to tell you, I was so excited to be a part of this family yesterday. I was so excited to be a part of a family of people who would be living on mission like this. Where we could do something like that without any problem at all for our community. And without even a hesitation. And I don't think that there has ever been any time where I was more proud to be a part of this family. Because that, what we saw yesterday, that is what it's all about. I mean, first of all, this whole thing is about family, right? We've been celebrating that for weeks now. Jesus Christ didn't come to start an organization. He didn't come to start a corporation. He didn't come to start a religion. He came to start a family. The unique thing about that is today's Palm Sunday, and if you know the story of Palm Sunday is a story about people who didn't understand that. Palm Sunday is the story about how Jesus Christ comes into Jerusalem the week before he's about to be put on a cross. And as he's coming to Jerusalem, the people think that he's coming to become their king. They believe with all their hearts that he's going to come in and he's going to overthrow the Roman Empire and that he's going to reign in Jerusalem and be their king. But he had something different in mind. As a matter of fact, for that very reason, when he doesn't become their king, by Friday, they turn on him. Because they thought, okay, you're going to become our king and we will be your people. And he said, no. I don't want to be your king. I want to be your dad. And that's what we've been celebrating. I mean, we've been looking at these passages in Romans and Galatians. I'll read them to you again because I don't think we can hear them enough. Romans 8:15. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. In Galatians 4:6. And because we are his children. It's about family. And yesterday we got to see that family in action. And maybe you've been told something different about Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been told something different about this message of Jesus Christ or this message of God. But this is what his mission was to start a family. As a matter of fact, you hear it even when he gives his own mission statement in Luke 19, verse 10. He says, for the Son of Man, he's talking about himself, came to seek and to save those who are lost. And he talks about himself over and over and over again throughout his life as this shepherd who's going out and bringing people back to his flock, bringing people into this family. But it's never been just about us being a part of this family. It's never been just about what we've been talking about for the last month, that you get to enjoy God as your dad. It's never been just about that. It's also about us beginning to join him in this process of adoption. It's about us identifying people around us that God is pursuing and inviting them to be a part of this family as well, helping them to be able to see that they can experience God as their father as well. Bringing them into this relationship, showing them how God feels about them, redefining who God is for them. That's what we saw yesterday. This family of people who decided to take God seriously when he says, listen, if you're going to follow me, you got to lay down, you got to pick up your cross and follow me. You got to decide that people are more valuable than yourself. He says this in Matthew 16, and Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my followers, you must turn from your selfish ways. It can no longer be about you. Take up your cross and follow me. You have to be willing to die for people. And did people die for people yesterday? No. But people decided that people were worth their time and their energy and anything that they could give. That's what it's all about. It's the heart of Jesus Christ. It's the heart of this mission. And if you didn't get a chance to be able to see it yesterday, we put together a little highlight video that we hope will give you just a small glimpse. This is just the first cut of this. A small glimpse of what took place just a few blocks from here yesterday morning. Check it out. I can't emphasize it enough. That's what it's about. And yesterday was the beginning of a lot of stories. Stories that for some of us, we'll never actually get to hear. Stories of God pursuing people, and they're going to find him and step into this relationship with him as their father years and years from now. Stories that maybe we won't hear for a couple years. And some stories that we'll be hearing over the next couple weeks and couple months. As God is pursuing people and using his family to show people that he loves them. And that what he wants is them. And we got to be a part of that yesterday. And we're going to get to be a part of those stories as we move forward. Stories like the ones that we hear every single time people come up here and take this step of baptism. Stories like we hear a lot here at Hoboken Grace. Stories that we get to celebrate over and over and over again. And we get to do this a lot at Hoboken Grace. As a matter of fact, as we get ready for next week, I just want to share with you a few other things that we have to celebrate here at Hoboken Grace that have been happening over the last couple months. This morning I went in and double-checked just to make sure that I had the final count. Right now we have at Hoboken Grace 128 people who are involved in ministry in some way, shape, or form. That's 128 people who've decided in their story to begin to live for something bigger than just themselves, to live to actually impact the lives of the people around them. In January that number was 87. That's 41 people whose stories have changed over the last few months and who are beginning to live for this purpose that God has given them. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be launching all sorts of new dinner groups. We actually have 18 dinner group leaders now, which is phenomenal. In January, we had 11 dinner group leaders, and we're going to be able to have guys groups on almost every single night of the week after next week. It's phenomenal. It's stories that are changing and people who are saying, listen, this isn't about me anymore. And I want to help the people in my group. I want to help the people that I'm ministering to, that I'm serving, experience their dad. One of the things that was awesome as we sat in staff meeting this week is that last week we had 27 children here in our kids' space in three different classes. 27 kids who are growing up, experiencing week after week the fact that God cares about them. Changed stories. We got to see the beginning of it for hundreds of people yesterday. And it all starts when we come to the point where we realize, as so many of you did as you walked into that environment yesterday, that this is what it's about. You see, every single one of those stories, whether it be those who are now realizing what it means to serve and give, or what it means those who are now realizing that they can use their gifts to lead others to experience that, or whether it be these children who are walking into these environments on Sunday mornings, no matter what the story is, almost every single one of these stories begins with somebody who believed that this is what it's about. And somebody who decided to step outside of their comfort zone, somebody who decided to step outside of their normal routine and engage someone else with this idea that God is for them, that God is pursuing them, that God wants to be their dad. And sometimes we get to do that together as a family, but sometimes, and a lot of times, it starts when we do that as individuals. And we walk into the lives of the people around us. And we begin to engage them in this conversation that when Jesus Christ walked into that city thousands of years ago, he did it to start a family. And that they can be a part of it. That there's a seat at the table for them. That there's room at the party for them. Jesus Christ actually talks about this way when he talks about what he's doing and what he's trying to see happen in Luke chapter 14, and he tells them the story, and in this story he's trying to help them understand the fact that God is trying to fill up his family, fill up this house, and he talks about this guy who throws a party, and he invites everyone that he knows, but when he invites these people, they have all these excuses of why they can't make it, and so his servants come back to him after inviting these people. And I want to read it to you. It's found in Luke chapter 14, verse 21 and 23. The servants come back. It says, the servants returned and told his master what they had said. The people with the excuses. His master was furious and said, go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. After the servant had done this, he reported, there's still room for more. So his master said, go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come so that the house can be full. And Jesus gives this story to his followers because he wants them to understand, listen, this is about finding anyone and everyone you possibly can. And letting them know that there's room at the table for them. And even if they thought that there's never a chance in the world that they would be invited to be a part of this family, that they are invited. Every single story begins with someone who realizes that this is what it's all about and begins to engage the stories of the people around them with this invitation to be a part of this family. Next week, we kick off this brand new conversation called Be Free. And for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be talking about how Jesus Christ came to set you free. And I don't mean like, well, kind of free, but a little free. No, completely free. It is going to rattle us to our core. And as we put together kind of the promotional piece for this, we thought, you know, what really connects with this idea of freedom? And we thought dancing. And so we had John Carlos dance, and I took a picture of him, but it didn't look as good on the card. So we went with this instead. In the next couple weeks, you're going to have the opportunity to invite those around you to be a part of this conversation. Invite for them to step into something that's going to redefine how they view God. You're going to have the opportunity to start new stories for them, to be a part of the beginning of new stories for them. And my challenge to you today is, don't miss this opportunity. Understand that this is what it's all about. And I know that conversation with your roommate is going to be a little awkward. And I know that coworker, I mean, you never thought that they would say yes, and you still don't think that they're going to say yes, but step into that story. Take a chance. Because you never know what God's doing. And I guarantee you that there are people in your life that God has brought you in contact with because he wants you to introduce them to this story. Because he wants you to bring them into this family. Because he wants you to be a part of this adoption process. I don't know who it is in your life. But have the conversation with the roommate, with the family member, with the coworker, with the neighbor. Be a part of beginning new stories. Take what we saw yesterday and what we were able to be a part of yesterday into your week this week. Let's not just do it together. Let's do it as we move into the alleys and the streets and the corners and the buildings that surround us. And as we engage those that God loves. It was interesting, this past week, I had the opportunity to watch a special on what's happening in Japan right now. And they're kind of working through this process of recovery, but they can't really let people into the areas that were hit the hardest because it's really dangerous, and some of the buildings are still kind of on edge, and things, it's just a dangerous place for people to be. And so they're sending in crews to be able to salvage what they can. And these crews are going into these homes and into these buildings to try to find things that they can save. And so as I watched them putting together these teams and they're videotaping these teams, I thought, okay, they're going to go in there and they're going to try to find jewelry. They're going to try to find, you know, money or clothes or whatever belongs to these families, whatever, you know, whatever stuff they had that they can get back to these families. But as the story continued, it wasn't any of that that they were looking for. And at first, what they were looking for shocked me. Because the most valuable thing that they could find as they moved into these homes and into these buildings didn't have anything to do with what we usually think is valuable. You know what they were looking for? Pictures. And the most valuable thing that they could find is a picture. You know why? Because when push comes to shove and everything falls apart, the most valuable thing they could give someone was something that they could remember those that they love by. Something that they could hold on to that will remind them of the people in their story. And they had these huge tents set up and all these pictures hanging from the ceiling, drying out, and they were trying to clean them and somehow get them back to these families. Because here's the deal, guys. At the end of the day, only people matter. It's all that matters. And at the end of this month, at the end of this year, at the end of your life, you know what's going to matter? The stories that you were a part of. The stories that are different because of you. And Jesus Christ is inviting you to join him, to go where he's going, to say what he's saying, to do what he's doing, and to be a part of this adoption process, beginning new stories. Father, it blows my mind that we get to be a part of this with you. It's astonishing enough that you came to bring us into your family, but then that you give us the chance to be a part of that for the people that we love, for the people that surround us, for the people that we come in contact with every day, that you use us in that, that we get to be the ones who go out and communicate this message that there's more room, there's space, that they're wanted. You're such a good God. You're an incredible dad. And we celebrate you today. And we look forward to the stories that we'll hear because of yesterday and the stories that we'll hear because of the conversations that we'll have this week and over the next couple weeks, inviting people to be part of your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
same way he took a cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink." So during this part of the service, we